Okay, dear students, we're going to take a look at the relationship of mortgage rates and points. Points, what are they? Things at the end of a stick that they poke you in the eye with? Well, kind of, yeah. No, they're the privilege. They're the privilege you pay for getting the loan in the first place. So let's take a look at mortgage rates versus points. Pay us now or pay us later. And we get the spreadsheet showing up. And we want to make the view a little bit bigger. What was I looking at? 125%? Yes, 125%. Yeah, here we go. And then get this guy out of the way. Okay, this is a company called AIM Loan. Now, I don't get any kickback or anything, but they're actually based here in San Diego, but they're an internet-based mortgage lender. They lend all around the country. But you can actually go to their office. It was in Mission Valley. I don't know where it is now. But normally you never go to their office. They do everything online and they send a notary public to your house to sign the papers. And here is March 13th, 2023 rates change daily. So you go online, you probably see some different rates. So we're looking at a $400,000 loan, 30-year fixed. Good credit score, 20% down. So that means the place is costing us about $480,000 because 20% of $480,000 is about, you know, that much that we would put down. And then you got to have some closing costs. So the loan's going to be about $400,000. Okay, great. On this day, we saw that they have several rates. Actually, they have more. We didn't put all of them down. We just put enough to show you the relationship of points and interest rates. So we see the interest rates going up. See, they don't just have one rate, they have several. And remember, they had to tell you what the annual percentage rate is, including all the other fees and the like on an annual basis. And so you notice that it's a little bit more than the quoted rate. And that's to make sure that you're comparing apples to apples when you go to another mortgage lender and they say, oh yeah, we got a 5% when it really isn't 5%, whatever it is. And then this is the loan origination fee. Now, what is that? Oh, by the way, you see the rates going up, you see the points going down. And so let's now discuss what are points. Well, 1 point is 1% of the loan. So to get that best rate, 5.5%, which is actually by today's standards pretty darn good. You know, interest rates change every day, but interest rates have jumped, doubled in mortgage rates almost since last year. So pretty amazing. Notice that has the highest number of points. And so what's a point? 1 point is 1% of the loan. So if you multiply 400,000 times 2.147%, you get $8,588. That's called the loan origination fee. And that is essentially, although it, you know, the industry has changed somewhat in the way they charge people, but that started out as the commission that the mortgage broker was paid for their services. Yeah, that's how it worked. And now most of the banks just keep it for themselves. Anyway, that's the point. You want a low interest rate, you're going to get high points. Now, notice, those are just the points. There are a whole lot more other closing costs that you have to pay, title insurance, escrow, all the other stuff that we talked about in the presentation. And so that loan is going to cost you almost $15,000 in closing costs. But by paying that $15,000 up front, you're going to get a monthly payment of $2,331. And if we do the exercise, the calculation that we do in the worksheet and the assignment and the exam, that turns out to be 360 payments for a 30-year loan times $2,331 gives us total costs of $839,160 for total interest of $519,160. Well, if we simply raise the interest rate, we accept the higher interest rate, 5.75%, annual percentage rate of 6.010, our loan origination fee drops because our points drop to 1.3533%. So do it. Do take 400,000 times 1.533, and you see it should be, it might be a dollar off or something like that, but it should be close to that. And notice our closing costs have gone down by about $2,500. But what happened to our payment? It's gone up by about $63. And now our total costs have gone up and our total interest have gone up. So that's why we often say with points versus rates, pay me now or pay me later. You're going to pay an extra $2,500 for that closing cost. But over the long term, you're going to spend almost $20,000 less over 30 years. You see, they've taken Business 121 and they understand the time value of money. And as we go up in rates, we see the loan origination fee going down, the points going down, until finally, what are they starting to do? They're starting to rebate to you some of the points. In other words, they are turning around and selling this loan to somebody, and that person, that entity, is willing to actually give you some money to take the loan. Notice that the closing costs are a lot less. Why? Because you're getting a rebate and you have, you know, you're getting basically money kicked back to you. But notice almost $80,000 more over the life of the loan. So, you know, if you're, now here's the kick, right? If you have no intentions of staying in this house for more than a few years, oh my goodness, take the highest rate you can and pay the least amount of closing costs, right? Because if you're going to be leaving in 4 or 5 years, yeah. But if you believe this is the house I'm going to stay in for 20, 30 years, then it makes more sense to pay the higher closing costs. Does this make sense? I hope so. Contact me if you have any questions. And that was for a 30-year fixed rate. We're not even going to talk about, well, we talk about adjustable rates. But realize that every 6 months, every year or so, every 12 months, the rate's going to reset. It's going to adjust. And so you have no idea what your payment's going to, well, you, there's a cap. There's usually, it can only go up 1% every 6 months or 1% every 12 months. And then there's a 5% or an 8% cap on the total amount it could go up. But still, adjustable rate mortgages are not my cup of tea. I'm worried about that. I'm worried about them, you know, interest rates ballooning, and then you, as a homeowner, are all of a sudden see your mortgage payment, you know, go up by $700 or whatever. Ugh. So anyway, if we go with a 15-year loan, and these are very good rates, folks. I'm always impressed by AIM Loan. They're pretty good. No. By the way, I made a reference to selling the loan. AIM Loan doesn't hang on to these loans, by the way. They make the loan, and then they sell it on the secondary market. Huh? Take Business 123, Introduction to Investments. The loan is an asset. I know you, to you and me, a loan is a debt we have to pay. But to the bankers, to the mortgage companies, to the entities that buy these loans, they are assets. And they turn around and they use them as assets, and they do some things with them, sell them all around the world. So take Business 123, Introduction to Investments, and you'll learn about securitization and the big mortgage companies, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And no, Fannie Mae is not a candy company. And you, dear taxpayer, you citizen of the United States of America, you are proud owner of both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And this is something that, you know, we don't normally like to do. We don't want the government in the business of business. We want business in the business of business. But nobody can agree on what to do with these two guys. And they're making a lot of money. And they're sending billions of dollars to the Treasury every quarter. So they don't know what to do with them. Anyway, what happens if we get a 15-year loan? Notice the interest rates fall in half. Not half. About 0.5%. I'm sorry. They fall. Actually, AIM Loan, they fall more than 0.5%. And notice the same relationship. As the interest rates go up, the mortgage loan origination fees go down, the points go down, until finally, if we're willing to accept a 6% 15-year loan, they're actually going to rebate $2,000 to us, and as we see, our closing costs fall substantially. But again, there's the trade-off. The monthly payment goes up, and instead of paying $565,000 for the total cost of the loan, we wind up paying $617,000. But notice, with a 15-year loan, you pay a whole lot more interest. And why is that? Well, as we said in the presentation, the first several years of a loan, you're mostly paying interest to the bank, to the mortgage company. And then as the principal goes down, you wind up paying fewer and fewer dollars in interest. If you can knock down that principal faster, and that's exactly what a 15-year loan does, you're going to pay a whole lot less in interest. So let's go back up to the 15, the 30-year, and notice, you know, 250, 270, 290, and over here, 500, 599, 600. So that's the benefit of a 30-year fixed rate, I mean, 15-year fixed rate loan. But notice the payments are a lot higher. $2,400 for the 5.75% 30-year loan, and $3,220 for the 5%. Did I say 5%? No, 5.75%. Wasn't it? Yeah, 5.75%. My apologies. And $3,200 for the 5% 15-year loan. So that's the trade-off. Because these people have taken Business 121, they've taken a whole lot more than that, too. Comments, criticisms, suggestions, questions, you know who to contact. Dear students, we are so proud of you. You are on your way to being the financial guru for your friends, family, and coworkers. We are so proud of you.